Right. Once again, as I mentioned before, I'm really happy and joyful to be back.
再一次像我刚才提到的那样，真是非常高兴，非常兴奋能够回到大家当中。
It's hard to describe a feeling of coming back home.
真的是非常能够难以来描述我现在的心情。
Right. And I will go to my sermon right now.
现在我们要开始我们今天的正道。
Because of the time, I will really cut my sermon really short.
因为时间的缘故，所以我们今天的正道时间会简短一些。
Just 2 weeks, I think just 1 week before my mission trip.
在我去短宣之前，大概一个星期左右的时间。
I joined a Christian retreat.
我去了一个退休会。
Within the retreat, we were having dinner with all Christians from all different churches.
在这个退休会的时候，在晚餐的时候，我们遇到了很多从不同教会来的基督徒。
So as I was eating dinner of a particular night,
我在那里在晚餐跟他们一起。
And I was trying to figure out what to eat on my plate.
我正在考虑说我在吃什么东西在。
I find out there is something I could chew, something I just couldn't chew.
因为我知道那里有些食物我是可以吃的，有些东西我实在是没有办法。
And some and somehow that night they served some really tough beef.
所以那天他们有提供一些非常让人难以接受的一些牛肉。
So I try to chew. I don't want to waste the beef, so I chew some of them. I realized I really couldn't do it, so I pushed some of the beef aside. Just about three strips.
那我是在尽力的去咀嚼那些牛肉，但是实在是难以下咽，所以我又不想浪费，所以我就是把它稍微往边上挪离开一点。
All of a sudden, the one who sat next to me said to me,
就在那个时候呢，坐在我边上的一位就对我说，
Why don't you eat those beef?
你为什么会不吃那些牛肉呢？
Now, this is a very strange conversation. Imagine you were sitting with a stranger, you never know.
这真是一个非常奇怪的一个对话，你就想象一下，当你和一个你不认识的人坐在一起的时候。
Can you imagine someone just nudge you, say, why don't you eat those beef?
你能不能想象有的话，就是用着手碰了一下，说，哎，你为什么不吃那些牛肉？
So we start a conversation.
我们就这样开始了我们的对话。
So they eventually told him I really couldn't chew the beef.
那最后我就告诉他说，我实在是没有办法咬动这些牛肉。
And he said, really?
他说，哦，是真的吗？
And he asked me, what's wrong?
他就问我说，哎，那是这个牛肉到底有什么问题呢？
You know, this is kind of interesting. You know, I really don't know where it's leading to. So I continue the conversation with him.
这真是非常有意思的一个对话，因为我其实当时我心里并没有想到这样的对话会结果会是什么样子，那我就继续跟他对话。
Because my teeth were troubling me, and especially right before the mission, I was afraid I'm going to get into trouble. I may have infection, and I couldn't find a dentist in the place I was about to go.
那个时候其实我的牙齿正好有些问题，那正好在短宣之前，我非常的担心我的牙齿会有发炎，又找不到医生牙医，很担心会影响我的短宣。
It turns out the person is a dentist.
然后正好发现，其实刚才跟我说话的人，他其实就是牙医。
It's so funny. I mean, So I realize this person is dentist is not only his profession. To make a living.
真的是非常奇妙有意思，我就发现说，这牙医他不但这个牙医的这个工作不但是他的一个谋生的职业。
He already elevated to a point that he will see everyone, everything differently because it's his profession.
但他已经到了一个程度，他的职业让他对每一个事情的看法好像有不同的地方。
So end up that night, he talked to me about 1 hour.
所以那天晚上他就跟我谈了有一个小时的时间。
And the people who were sitting in the same table, they were joking, saying, I got free consultation from a professional.
所以在那个地方跟我们一起同吃的那一桌的其他的朋友就笑我说，好像那天我得到了免费的一个小时的治疗。
I realized, you know, this person is not only a dental professional.
那我意识到那位 他不单只是一位好像牙医。
He really has the interest of someone else's teeth.
他真的是对别人的牙齿真的是非常的关心。
It seems like he has a vision of helping others whenever he could.
他好像有这样的一个使命，他非常希望去帮助别人，帮助别人的牙齿。
So I wonder,
所以我就在想
You know, sometimes imagine if we were backing up by Donald Trump.
就想想如果我们如果是想象我们当时有得到这个 Donald Trump 的这个资助
If he say, you can have $100 million.
如果他对你说如果给你一亿美金
And you go around Dutchess County and find a piece of land that can develop into something that can help the community.
他就跟你说给你1亿美金然后你可以在这个 Dutchess 的这个 county 可以找一块地然后开发一个项目能够帮助这个当地的社区
I imagine then all of a sudden the way we drive the way we look at buildings the way we look at mountains and rivers are going to be totally different
那我可以想象在那个时候那我们看这个街道看房屋或者看我们周围的山那我们的态度会完全不一样
The way we see traffic
当我们看这个路上的交通
Meanwhile, we know we have an unlimited resource backing our decision
当我们知道我们背后有这么大的强大的财力来支持我们的时候
That is what the mission can do, can transform our vision in life
这就是一个这样的使命能够让我们人生的观念发生重大的改变
So depend on the importance and the significance of the mission
根据不同根据这个使命它有不同它有多么的重要
And how we value the mission
那我们对这个使命有什么样的观念有什么样的看法
The mission can really direct the way we live and influence our value system
这样的使命可以改变我们的生活改变我们生活的这个价值的观念
Today I would like to share with you a passage in the Bible
今天晚上呢我想跟大家一起来分享一段圣经中的经文
The passage of the Bible is about the mission
这段经文是关于使命
Right, let's read from Acts chapter 26 from 15 to 19
那这段经文是在使徒行传的第26章15节到19节
Right, may I ask Yihan to read in Chinese then all the congregation followed by English
使徒行传第26章15节我说主啊你是谁主说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣
That's all read Then I ask Who are you Lord? I'm Jesus Whom you are persecuting The Lord replied
你起来站着我特意向你显现要派你做执事做见证将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来
Now get up and stand on your feet I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant, as a witness of what you have seen and will see of me.
我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。
I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I'm sending you to them.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神。又因信我得蒙赦罪和一切成圣的人同得基业
To open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me
亚基帕王啊我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象
So then King Agrippa I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven. So we're talking about a vision, a mission.
那现在我们来讨论的是一个我们人的使命。
So what Paul just did, the passage we just read, was Paul's answering to King Agrippa.
那在刚才我们读到的这段经文，我们看到是保罗在回答亚基帕王的话。
I would like to share with you the background why Paul was saying such words.
那我跟你分享一些关于这个保罗的一些背景，他为什么会回答他为什么会要向亚基帕王回答这样的话。
The reason why Paul was standing before King Agrippa and start to telling him what he heard from God was because an event.
那保罗之所以他站在亚基帕王面前。来告诉亚基帕王回答他的话告诉他和神从神里的领受是因为一个特别的原因一个特别的事件
The event happened about 2 years ago
这样的一个事件发生在大约2年前
At the time Paul traveled to Jerusalem.
啊，在那个时候，保罗他来到了，回到了耶路撒冷。
And at the time, many Jews heard about Paul and didn't like him.
啊，在那个时候，有非常多的犹太人，他们知道保罗，听说过保罗，但是他们并不喜欢他。
And when they were in Jerusalem, when they know Paul was coming, they say, we want to get rid of him.
啊，所以当他们听说保罗回到了耶路撒冷以后，他们决定要除掉保罗。
The reason why was Paul was preaching gospel to Gentiles.
啊，那这个原因呢，是因为保罗在向外邦人传神的道。
And that's not all. Paul was even make himself associating and befriend with Gentiles.
啊，不单仅仅如此，而且保罗也和啊外邦人也交往，也成为好朋友。
And to them, this is he's a traitor among the Jews.
啊，所以对犹太人来说，啊，保罗对他们来说就是啊背叛者。
So the leaders of the church, while they were hosting Paul, they made a suggestion to Paul.
啊，所以当这个犹太人他们教会的领袖他们一起跟保罗见面的时候，他们对保罗做了以下的建议。
Say Paul, you come. How about we try to appease the people here?
啊，他说保罗好，要不要这样啊？我们能够来平息这里的人的愤怒。
How about for the next few days, you can lead 4 Jews to the temple to perform purification ritual.
啊，他说要不要你在接下来这几天呢，带着四个犹太人到圣殿去做一些洁净的礼仪。
So as people seeing you are performing a Jewish ritual, they would think, "Hey, you are still a Jew. You are still one of us."
啊，所以这样的话呢，当犹太人看见你在圣殿里面做洁净的礼仪的时候，他们就会认为说，哦，原来保罗还是犹太人，还是我们当中的一位。
So in a way, you can pacify the people.
所以这样的话，可以让我们周围的这些犹太人的愤怒得到平息。
So Paul took their advice and actually did what they have suggested.
啊，那这样呢，保罗就接受了他们的建议，然后做了他们所建议。
Little did he know, as he was coming to the temple with the 4 Jews, all of a sudden there was a riot, and people thought Paul was leading Gentiles into the temple.
啊，但是保罗没有想到的是，当他去圣殿的时候，这个时候在犹太人当中就有了这样的暴动。他们说保罗带外邦人去了圣殿。
So they mistakenly and they falsely accused Paul.Or they do it purposely. They saying Paul was leading Gentiles into Jewish holy temple.
啊，所以他们错误的，而且可能是有意的来指责保罗，他带外邦人去了圣殿。
So the riot started.
啊，所以这样的暴乱就发
生了。And Paul was then being arrested.
保罗被抓了起来。
And 2 years passed.
啊，两年过去了。
During this time.The church leaders and the Christian church disappeared from the picture.
啊，在这个两年的过程当中，教会的领袖和当时的基督教教会好像就完全的消失。
I don't know about you.
啊，我不太了解啊，这犹太人。
I don't know about you. If I were Paul.
啊，我不太了解你们，但是我说如果我是保罗的话
，I would be quite upset.
好了，我会非常的伤心愤怒。
Imagine if your company or your manager, your boss, one day ask you to go to a big company to shop for the company and give you a corporate credit card.
啊，你就想象一下，如果你的公司、你的老板给你一张公司的信用卡，让你去到一个地方去为公司去采购一些物品。
And as you were using the credit card in the store, immediately you were arrested because you've been accused using a stolen credit card.
但是当你在商店里用这个信用卡的时候，你却突然被抓了起来，因为他们指责你用的是一个被偷到的信用卡。
Of course, it turns out to be a false accusation.
当然我们知道这个是一个错误的指责。
But meanwhile, you were detained in the police station.
但是想象你当时会被关押在警察局。
I think at least you were hoping your company, your manager, or your boss, whoever suggests you to go to the store to purchase things, someone should come forward to explain the situation.
在那样的情况下，我想你肯定会期望说你的老板或者你的公司是他们叫你去买东西，用这个信用卡去买东西，你希望他们会能够出现在警察局。
But the church was silent.
但是我们知道当时教会没有任何的声音。
Of course, I trust that there must be a good reason. Perhaps the leaders themselves are in danger too at that time.
那我想我也相信当时的教会他们没有任何的声音，可能有他们的原因。我猜想他们当时可能教会的领袖本身也处在危险当中。
But by reading the passage, how Paul replied, he replied with no blaming, no bitterness.
但是我们可以看到，在这段经文中，当保罗回答亚基帕王的话的回答的时候，他心中没有任何的苦毒。
No finger pointing.
没有互相的指责。
But rather just simply stated the vision and the mission he has received from above.
他所讲的是简简单的讲他从神那里所领受的差派。
And simply recite the account of the commission.
也是完整的叙述了从神那里来的他的使命。
It amazes me.
这个让我真的非常的吃惊，非常的惊讶。
Because to Paul, there is nothing more important to recite the account of commission than try to defend himself, to speak up for himself.
在当时那个情形下，我们可以看到保罗认为没有任何事情可以和要完整的把神给他的差派所叙述出来更加的重要。
If I were Paul,
如果我是保罗的话，
I would first discredit the credibility of those accusers.
那我首先所要做的事情是会要来指责那些来指证我的人的信用。
Because I can simply point out that day I brought 4 Jews to the temple. None of them are Gentile.
那我肯定会说我那天所带去的4位都是犹太人，没有一位是外邦人。
So the case cannot be established.
所以这样的指责是没有任何的
根据。 I will turn around, accuse them and ask King Agrippa to put them in jail.
那我反过来会要求这个亚基帕王把那些指责我的人，错误的指责我的人投入监狱当中。
But Paul didn't do that.
但是我们知道保罗他没有这样做。
He think reciting the mission itself is more important.
他认为能够来完整的表述神对他的差派是更重要的。
So let us see what is the mission that Paul was referring to.
那我们来看看神给他有什么样的使命。
The mission is described in verse 18.
这个使命在第十八节中有描述。
It talk about this mission is Jesus asking Paul to go to Gentiles.
那这个使命差派就是耶稣要保罗到外邦人当中。
There are several things being mentioned here.
这里有提到有几样的事情。
One is open their eyes.
那第一就是要开他们的眼睛。
And turn them from darkness to light.
让他们从黑暗中入光明。
And tell them to receive forgiveness of sins.
让他们得蒙赦罪。
And receive an inheritance.
和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Wow, this is the mission God gave to Paul.
真是非常奇妙，这是神给保罗的差派。
Actually, God gave us the same mission.
其实神也给我们同样的使命。
It talk about telling people the forgiveness of God.
这样的使命就是要我们告诉周遭的人神为我们的饶恕。
It can really release people.
这样可以让人得到释放。
The people nowadays that really trouble us, really put us down.
今天我们有些人可能让我们生命可能让我们的生活可能有遇到很大的麻烦。
It's the unforgiving spirit.
这样的事情就是我们没有办法饶恕人的这样的。
And we have no idea how to resolve this issue.
有时候我们真的不知道能够怎样来解决这样的问题。
And yet, God telling Paul, I'm going to commission you to do this honorable job.
但是我们看到这里。神差派保罗去做这件荣耀的。
Telling people they are forgiving.
要来告诉别人神已经饶恕了他们。
And you should be able to forgive others because of God's love.
因为神爱的缘故你们也应该赦罪原谅别人。
What an honorable job.
这是一个多么荣耀的差派。
And telling people don't put your eyesight on the earthly value.
这告诉大家不要把眼睛放在属地的事上。
Put your eyesight in heavenly value.
啊，要把眼睛定睛在天上。
That this really helps us.
啊，这个真是会对我们有很大的帮助。
I have counseled many married couple.
啊，我对很多一些啊，我对一些啊结婚的啊夫妻有个这样的咨询的服务。
Because I myself has been through some trouble in marriage early on.
啊，其实因为在我自己的婚姻当中，我也遇到过一些问题。
I understand what couples are going through, especially regarding to financial issues.
啊，所以我可以理解在一些啊夫妻他们是夫妻当中的关系当中的一些的问题，特别是一些关于财务方面的问题。
I understand some couple were fighting about the differences regarding to value. That's a $50.
啊，那我看到有些夫妻他们可能也许对啊，五十块钱这样的一个他们的价值有不同的看法。
So they argue day and night.
啊，他们可以整夜整日的这样的吵闹。
And end up they divorce.
啊，最后他们这样争论导致他们可能会离婚。
So they spend about $50,000 for the divorce.
啊，他们也许就花了那五十块钱让他们离婚。
五万块钱。On top of it, they spend another $5,000 going through psychiatrist.
除了那个五万块钱离婚费以外，他们可能还花了5000块钱去跟这个心理咨询师咨询。
And because they don't live together, so they have to spend $500 extra per month to keep up the living.
因为他们可能不住在一起，所以他们每个月可能还多花500块钱，能够让他们的生活达到同样的水准。
I believe they have every right reason to argue about that $50.
我想他们其实是有这样的权利去来为这五十块钱来进行一些争论。
But if there is someone else to come to their life to help them to elevate their point of view,
但是如果有人能够来到他们的生活当中，能够让他们的眼界提得更高
，to let them think about eternity,
能够让他们思想一些永恒的事情
，this $50 become nothing.
这五十块钱就变得毫无意义。
But who is going to do that?
但是谁是那样那位人呢
？Those who are commissioned by God.
那就是那些奉神差派的人。
And you can solve people's marriage.
你可以帮助解决别人的婚姻的问题。
People may have problem of forgiving others.
也许有人会有这样的困难的，能够没有办法饶恕别人。
They need someone to come to them saying, "You have sinned against God, but God forgave you."
他需要有人对他们说，你有。对神有背叛神，但是神有原谅了你。
Why can't you forgive others?
为什么你们不能饶恕别人
？Then all of a sudden, the person can be free from the bondage.
就在那个时候，我想听到这样的话，这人就可以得到释放。
What the honorable job God has commissioned us to do?
这是一个多么荣耀的一个工作。
I know most parents wish their children to be doctors or lawyers.
我们知道很多的父母非常希望他们的小孩子能够成为医生或者成为律师。
Sometimes I have that feeling too.
其实我也有这样，有时候我也有这样同样的想法。
Tell the truth, has nothing to do with money.
其实说句实在话，这个金钱没有任何的关系。
But being a doctor and a lawyer, the essence of the job, the nature of the job is honorable.
但是我们知道，成为医生，不论成为医生或者成为律师，这工作的本身的本质是很值得让人尊敬的。
Because a doctor can recover and help a person to regain the joy of what originally intended to be.
我们知道这个医生可以让人的身体能够重新的得到康复，能够让他生活得更加的愉悦。
People who were blind, once again they can see.
就像瞎子的，他可以重新的可以看见。
People who couldn't walk, once again they can walk.
这样瘸腿的，他可以重新的走路。
People who couldn't talk, once again they can talk with others and communicate with others.
就像不能说话的，重新可以和人交流。
What a joy!
这是一个多么美好的事情。
Being a doctor, what a joy!
这是一个多么美好的事情。
How about lawyers?
那我们来看看这个律师是不是也这样呢
？We all be in America.
我们都是美国，在美国。
This is a nation talk about law all the time.
这是一个经常会讲讨论法律的国度。
Have you ever gotten into trouble with the law?
我们是不是也曾经有在法律上有遇到过麻烦
？This is such a burden. You know, if you know someone suing you, you couldn't have peace in your mind.
这就是一个非常大的一个重担。当你知道有人来起诉你的时候，你可能心中没有任何的轻省。
But if you can find a good lawyer.
但是如果你能够找到一个好的律师
can help you to release the burden
他也可以帮助你释放这样的重担
can help you to receive amnesty from the punishment that you ought to you deserve
这样的可以让你能够也许可以会避免一些这样的惩罚
then you really appreciate lawyer's help
所以你会非常感激律师对你的帮助
and sometimes lawyer can help to defend for the innocent
我们也知道律师也可以为无辜者来辩护。
What an honorable job.
这是一个多么荣耀的一个工作。
So therefore, sometimes we expect and hope our next generation can take upon such jobs.
所以我们很多时候我们会期待我们的下一代能够成为这样的律师或者是医生。
Not because of money.
不是因为金钱的缘故。
But you know what?
但是你知道吗？
God is giving us this job.
其实神已经给了我们这样的工作。
God is asking us to be doctors and lawyers.
其实神已经要我们成为律师，成为医生。
Because God is saying you can open people's eyes.
因为这里写到你可以让人的眼睛开得开。
You can help people to relieve their burden.
你可以释放人的重担。
You can help heal people's spiritual sickness.
你可以治疗人的心灵的疾病。
We all have such honorable job. We don't need to expect our children to do it. We are being asked to do it.
其实我们都有这样荣耀的工作。我们其实并不需要期待我们的小孩去做。其实我们已经有这样的工作。
And we can connect all the sickness to our greatest healer. That is Jesus.
我们可以让我们周围所有的这些病人可以和我们最大的医生大医生联系在一起
and also we are being asked to be lawyer
其实我们也被要求成为律师
because we are here to help people to receive forgiveness
因为我们被要求能够来帮助别人能够得蒙赦免赦罪
to release from the punishment of sin
能够避免我们从罪的惩罚当中能够得到释放。
So we are being asked as a doctor and lawyer.
所以其实我们已经被神要做我们做律师和医生。
This is an honorable mission.
这是一个非常荣耀的这样的一个差派使命。
The next.
那下一点。
We also ask to turn people from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God.
那下一点就是我们也被要求帮人从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神。
What does this mean?
那这是什么样的意思呢
？We realize the main resistance of gospel.
我们知道所有的对福音的阻挡，最主要的阻挡。
From this passage, it tells us it's not language, it's not culture, it's not social background.
我们知道这样的阻挡不是因为我们的语言也不是我们的社会的地位。
But the power of darkness.
其实是黑暗的权势。
It tells us when we are preaching gospel, when we are trying to do our rescuing business to others, the main hindrance is the power of darkness.
所以当我们在传递神的福音，当我们在做拯救的工作的时候，最大的阻碍其实是黑暗的权势。
It tells us there is a spiritual kingdom.
它告诉我们说有一个灵界的国度。
And there is a spiritual warfare going on.
有一个属灵的征战。
If you have watched the movie Saving Private Ryan,
如果你看过一个电影叫做《拯救大兵雷恩》。
So following the bloody and brutal landing of Normandy.
我们看到当这个刚开始就是在罗曼底登陆的时候非常血腥的战争从那个以后。
If you know the story, a group of US soldiers were asked to undergo a special task.
如果你了解这个故事的话，在那个诺曼底登陆以后，有一小队的美国兵，他们被要求去执行一个特别的任务。
They were asked to go behind the enemy line to retrieve a paratrooper.
他们被要求去进入敌人的防线以后，去拯救寻找一位伞兵
，whose three brothers has been killed. All in the same battle within a few days.
这个伞兵他的三个哥哥在几天的时间内在同一个战场上相继失去了生命。
The ally commander realized this sad news is way too much for the mother to handle.
这个盟军的将军他们知道这样的悲惨的消息， 对这个伞兵他的母亲来说是难以承受的。
And therefore he sent a command asking this group of soldiers go behind the enemy line to retrieve the fourth brother to save his life before he could be killed.
所以这位将军他就送了这样的一个命令，要派一队的美国兵去到敌人的防线以后，来寻找拯救这位大兵，能够让他能够在他可能被战斗死亡之前能够把他拯救出来。
So this squad of soldiers risking their life and sacrificing many of their members and trying to go deep into the enemy line, try to find this person.
所以我们看到这一队的士兵，他们能够冒着自己生命的危险，那个失去了他们一些同伴，他们来到敌人的战线以后，需要来拯救大兵。
And as they went, they see many different battles going on.
当他们在那个路途上的时候，他们看到有不同的战场。
And they ask themselves, is it worthy to save this person?
他们也问自己，真的是值得去拯救他吗？
And meanwhile, our members were dying.
其实在这个拯救的过程当中，我们自己的成员一个个的死亡。
Is his life more worthwhile than ours?
那是不是他
worth more than ours?
是不是他的生命比我们每一位的生命都更加有价值呢？
During this mission, many soldiers questioned the validity of the mission.
在这样的过程当中，有很多的人都来怀疑这个使命的价值和意义。
But the captain pressed on.
但是我们知道这个连长他继续还是执行这样的命令。
Because the captain trusts the commander.
因为这个上尉他相信他的指挥官。
A lot of time, once I think about this story, it changed my mind about many things.
当我很多时候，当我在思考这个故事的时候，它改变了我对很多事情的看法。
Actually, we Christians are involved with a spiritual battle.
其实我们基督徒也处在很多的属灵的征战当中。
We have no question and no luxury. We don't have luxury to ask questions during battle.
其实在我们的征战当中的时候，我们没有这样的机会能够来询问我们这样的战斗。
We can only trust and obey our chief commander.
所以我们能够要做的就是遵守就是服从我们的大主帅。
Because he sees more.
因为他看到的更多。
He knows the master plan about the entire battlefield.
他知道这个全盘的计划。
You know, a few months ago, I have trouble of going to sleep.
在几个月之前我有一些失眠的问题。
I toss and turn and wonder why I couldn't serve in a church I used to serve, a church I'm familiar with.
那时候我有时候晚上的时候我翻来覆去的睡不着，我老是在思考为什么我没有办法在一个我从前很熟悉的教会侍奉。
And I ask God why.
我不停地向神询问，我说为什么。
And all of a sudden, the realization realized I'm in the spiritual battlefield.
突然这个
时候 that opens my eyes.
所以突然这个时候，我想到，其实我也在一个属灵征战当中，这开了我的眼。
If I'm a ground trooper,
如果我是一个在地上的兵
，I really have no idea about the master plan of the chief commander.
其实我是完全没有办法能够知道我们的主帅他的全盘的计划。
I better stop asking questions.
我最好的办法就是。停止我的疑问。
He has all the right to dispatch different soldiers to different places.
他有完全的权利能够把不同的士兵派到不同的战场。
I'm not here to ask people, don't ask questions to God.
其实我在这里不是对大家说，要大家不要向神来问问题。
But I'm saying that to a point, you don't need to ask questions.
我想说的是，在某一种时候，某些时候，你其实并不需要来问问题。
Because you don't understand.
因为其实我们没有办法真正的明白。
We couldn't see the master plan yet.
我们还不能够完全看清楚神所有的全盘的计划。
We can only trust and obey.
我们所做的就是相信我们能做
的就是服从。And trust the chief commanders can see everything.
我们所做的就是相信顺服我们的主将，他能够有全盘的计划，明白一切。
Last week,
上个星期
I was in the mission place where I serve.
我在这个短宣的地方。
And in a particular parents' night, we are going to supposed to invite all the parents of our students to join the parents' night.
我们有一个这样的像亲友会、家长会这样的一个活动，我们要邀请所有的学生的家长来到我们这个亲友会。
And most of the parents has never stepped into church ever before.
这里绝大部分的家长他们从来没有进入过教会。
So in that night, they have no excuse but to come and to see how their children perform using English.
所以他们那天晚上来参加这样的亲友会，唯一的原因就是他们想看看他们的孩子是怎么样来使用英文。
And at the time, we sneak in a program.
其实，在那个时候，我们有偷偷的放入了一个这样的节目。
It's the preaching time.
其实是一个正道的时间。
And I was scheduled to preach that night.
那我在那天晚上呢，我是需要有正道。
So the parents' night supposed to start at 8 o'clock.
那那天晚上
at night.
那天晚上的亲友会应该是在8点钟开始。
So we our bus drove all the teachers stop at in front of the church. We got off the bus.
我们所有的老师，我们从汽车上下来的后停下来了。
So once I got off the bus, one of the girl came. Our mission member, one of the girl came to me and said.
当我下了汽车的时候。在我们短宣队有一位年轻的女孩子对我说
She said, I guess Satan doesn't like you to preach tonight.
她跟我说，她说我想撒旦不希望看到你今天晚上的宣道正道。
I have no idea what's going on.
其实我并不是很明白她为什么这样说。
And later on I realized the power went out for the entire block.
其实后来我才发现说在那个时候整个街区都停电了。
Now we are supposed to...do our performance plus preaching in the church that night.
那个晚上我们本来是要做表演，而且要有正道在教会里面。
With 700 people.
是有700的人参加。
With the church size just about this one.
那个教会的大小呢，跟我们现在做的这个教会差不多大。
Without power, it is impossible.
那如果没有电的话，这真是完全没有办法的。
Once we get into the church.All the mission members start to pray.
所以当我们进入教会以后，我们所有的短宣队的成员，我们
开始祷告。I see several youngsters. They kneel down and pray.
我们看到有些年轻人，他们跪了下来，他们祷告。
And after praying,
当我们祷告以后
，in less than a minute,
不超过一分钟时间
，the power came back.
这个电就回来了。
And people start cheering and clapping.
所以我们很多人都非常的激动，都拍手。
That was half an hour before the starting time.
这个大概是在八点钟之前，半个小时，七点半的时候。
So we went through the entire program smoothly.
那我们整个晚上的节目都非常的顺利。
So after the program, parents start leaving.
这个节目结束以后，家长们都开始离开。
Right after the last parent left.
就在最后一位家长离开了以后
，the power went out again.
这电又停了。
And we realized one thing.
我们意识到一点。
It is a spiritual battle.
这是一个属灵的征战。
And yet the war has already been won.
我们知道，其实这个战争我们已经赢了这样的战争。
When the ground troopers need help,
当我们在征战的士兵需要帮助的时候
，we can pray to the chief commander.
我们可以向我们的主帅，我们来祷告。
And he will send down his air power.
他会派他的天使天军来帮助我们。
But the thing is, we must ask.
但是有点我们要记住，我们必须要向神来祈求。
The last part of the passage.
那这段经文的最后的一节。
It's actually in the beginning.
其实是在开始。
Because Jesus said to Paul, "I'm sending you to them."
那耶稣对保罗说，我差你们，差你到他们那里去。
He said, "Go, go to them."
他说去到他们那里去。
Go is not just referring to a different physical location.
那这个区域呢，不单只是一个地域的不同。
But many times it means our attitude.
它其实可能有代表我们的心态。
We need to know we have an honorable mission. Is we are in the rescuing business.
我们是在做一个拯救的工作，这是一个非常荣耀的工作。
God is saying you don't sit and wait people to call to you say I need help.
神告诉我们说，你不能在这里坐着等人家来打电话，告诉你说他们需要帮助。
You need to go.
你要去。
Your attitude must tell you, you need to go to others and tell them they need to be rescued.
你要去跟人家说，你们是需要得到拯救。
30 years ago, when I came to the state,
30年前我来到这个国度的时候，来到美国的时候，
you know, I used to feel I'm so lonely.
那个时候我觉得非常的孤单。
I don't feel I'm Taiwanese.
我不认为我是好像台湾人。
Because I don't know how to speak Taiwanese.
因为我并不会说台湾话。
And I don't know how to speak Cantonese.
我也不会说广东话。
And at the time, majority of Chinese or Cantonese.
在那个
Cantonese.
在那个时候，这里的大部分的华人其实都是广东人。
And I don't belong to them.
好像我也不是他们中的一份子。
And in the church, I don't belong to those American-born Chinese.
那在教会里面，我也不是也不是那些 ABC。
And I couldn't associate with first generation Chinese either. For them, most of them have finished their high school or college degree back in Asia.
好像我也并不属于那些第一代的移民，因为他们都是在亚洲，他们度过了他们的高中的时间。
So I feel very lonely.
所以我感到非常的孤单。
I don't belong to first generation. I don't belong to second generation. I don't belong to Chinese community. I don't belong to American community.
因为我既不属于第一代的移民，也不属于第二代，我既不属于美国的社区，也不属于华人的社区。
So I'm kind of out of place.
好像我就完全处于这个所有的社区当中。
Until I read Bible.
直到有一天我读了圣经。
Because God said go.
圣经告诉我说去。
I used to ask people, hoping that I can be identified with things that become one of their groups.
很多时候我非常期待人家能够把我当作是他们的朋友。
I hope people can ask me to be their friend.
我很期待别人叫我成为他们的朋友。
But once I realized Jesus is asking us to go,
但是我看到神要我们，耶稣要我们做的事，我们要去。
All of a sudden I realized,The choice is me, mine.
所以这个时候我意识到，其实选择在我的手中。
I can be anyone I want to.
我可以成为我所有想成为的人。
All of a sudden, I can become Taiwanese.
其实我好像我也可以成为台湾人。
I can become Cantonese.
我可以成为广东人。
I can become Chinese.
我可以成为中国人。
I can become first generation.
我可以成为第一代的移民。
I'm American.
我也是美国人。
I don't care.
其实我不是很。关心这些。
It's up to me. Right now, I can identify with any groups I want to choose.
其实可以由我来决定，我可以让我自己成为所有的各样的不同的人。
What a transformation!
这是一个多么重大的一个转变。
When I know I need to go,
当我知道如果我要去，我需要去的时候。
It transformed my old attitude about human society.
他就完全的转变了我以前对我们社会的一个完全错误的认识。
In the past, I hope one day there's so-called 1.5 generation church where I can join them.
在那个时候，我非常期待能够有一个1.5 代的移民的这样的一个教会，我可以参加。
It's not biblical.
但是这个并不是属神。
God wants us to go to assimilate to anyone you can see for the sake of Christ.
神要我们能够到所有的人当中去，任何一个你可以遇到的人当中去。
And all of a sudden, I receive joy and find out all different groups have their special culture, have their special food I love.
在那个时候，我真的感受到了快乐，因为我发现我可以到任何的人群当中，我可以享受不同的。
For the sake of commission, I can assimilate with them.
当我们有这样的使命、这样的差派的时候，我们可以成为大家的他们中间的一份子。
And today, God wants you to go too.
今天神也要你。让我们大家一起去。
God has put different type of people around you.
神把不同的人放在你的周围。
And God said, "You have an honorable job. I'm going to commission you to do."
神说你有一个荣耀的工作，我要差派你。
Go to those people. Be with them. Tell them about gospel.
在他们当中能够向他们传讲神的福音。
And be a bridge.
成为桥梁。
Because people not only hear what you say, they want to see how you live.
因为人们不单是想听你所说的，也想看到你的怎样的生活。
If you are kind of narrow-minded person saying only my cultural background is number one.
如果你是一个心胸非常狭窄的人，你认为只有你自己的文化背景才是第一位的。
People see how you live. They don't want to hear about gospel.
如果他看到你这样的生命的话，他完全不愿意再听到福音。
However, if you are willing to be a bridge to all different type of people around you,
如果你愿意成为你周遭的人的桥梁，
God will make you a great doctor for different ethnic background, different cultural background.
所以神会让你成为不同的种族、不同的人群的一个大
医生。And you will be the number one lawyer who can save their life for eternity.
你也可以成为一个大的律师，能够让他们生命得到永恒的生命。
Paul realizes,
保罗他认识到这一点。
He realized this commission is the greatest thing he needs to accomplish.
他知道这是他所需要完成的最重要的、最大的事。
He can go to Gentiles.
他可以到外邦人当中。
Even King Agrippa gave him an opportunity to defend for himself.
尽管亚基帕王给了他这样的一个机会，能够让他来为自己辩护。
He used that opportunity to preach the gospel to King Agrippa.
我们看到保罗用那样的机会来向亚基帕王来传福音。
25 years ago,
在25年以前，
I was in college.
我在大学里。
And one day I came back to my church.
一个晚上我回
my old home church.
我回到我的母教会。
And there was a special missionary night.
在那个时候有一个宣教士的一个特别的一个晚餐的一个机会。
And at that night, one of the missionary played a tape he received of the place he served.
在那个晚上有一位宣教士，他就放了一段录音，是关于他的侍奉的工作。
And he was telling people he has no idea what that tape was saying.
他说他其实完全不知道那个录音带会说什么。
And he only said the student who gave him the tape asked him to play in the church.
他只是说给他这个录音带的那位学生要他在教会里面来放这个录音带。
And I was late for attending that particular missionary night.
那天晚上呢，其实我晚到了。
Because I feel I don't belong to any group.
因为在那个时候我认为我其实并不属于任何一群人。
And therefore, I love to be late.
所以我很习惯于晚到。
Because I can sneak in late and I can sneak out early.
所以因为那样的话，我可以偷偷的进来，我也可以偷偷的溜出去。
And nobody will notice my existence.
没有任何人能够知道我的存在。
And I was there only for 5 minutes.
我在里只待了大概5分钟的时间。
And I heard the tape was playing.
我听到那个录音带。
The tape was playing in Chinese.
那个录音带是用英文录制的，中文录制的。
It says like this.
他这样说道。
Whoever is hearing this tape.
不论谁听到这个录音带。
We need your help.
我们需要你的帮助。
We need Christians to come to this land.
我们需要基督徒来到这个土地。
We need to hear about gospel.
我们需要听到神的福音。
We desperately need you to come.
我们非常急切的需要，急迫的需要你来到，请来到这里。
I only heard about this word.
我只听到这么短短的一段。
It captured my heart.
它深深的吸引住了我的心。
And disturbed me ever since.
打动了我的心，从此以后。
Until a few years ago.
直到几年以后。
I fulfilled the calling.
我完成了这样的使命。
I realized God was using that tape to tell me you have to go.
我意识到神用那样的录音带来告诉我必须要去。
The tape was for no one else but for me.
那个录音带不是为了别人，就是为了我。
I heard the calling.
我听到了神的呼召。
Today God is calling you too.
今天神也来呼召我们在座的所有的弟兄姐妹。
I believe God has a special purpose and a great commission for you.
我们知道神在我们每一位弟兄姐妹当中都有一个特别的旨意。
The thing is, how are we going to handle and treat this commission?
那问题是我们要怎么样来回应这样的呼召？
Are we able to answer just like Paul?
我们会不会像保罗一样的来回答主的差派？
May all of us one day we can say,
愿我们每一位在一天都每一位都可以说，
I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
So ultimately, to whom or what we need to answer?
所以最终我们生活的方向该向谁来负责呢？
May God bless us.
愿神能保佑。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们低头来祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
For we have been saved.
因为我们得到了你的拯救。
We understand we don't live on this earth alone.
我们知道我们在这个地上生存，我们不是单单独一的、独自的生存。
But we also need to be accountable to our soul and spirit.
我们要为我们的心灵来负责。
And you have provided a way for us.
你为我们提供了这样的道路。
For this, we thank you.
为此我们献上我们的感谢。
And you also commission us to preach the gospel.
你也呼召我们来传递神的福音。
So help us, Lord.
主，请你帮助我们。
So we can go.
所以我们可以去。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.